Absolutely.
Well, I like black coffee Fridays and a well-done T-bone steak. I like a red dress and the pearly white teeth and the flash of a pretty brown leg. He said, back in the 30s, you know you never had it made. He's an engineer over on the Ohio River, running in the Pittsburgh trade, with the inspection office in Louisville, at a desk for a very short time. And he played in the band on two different boats, working in the Stratford line. And long ago he smoked reefer and even made homebrew. And the reefer come in through New Orleans back before World War II. He's just a fella worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, that ain't no big deal. Now it's too thick to navigate and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, and don't you put him down for it now. Well, sits and smokes an old eyebolt cigar, said he didn't miss it at all. But he still goes out and he makes a few trips in the summer and then in the fall. The railroad trains, the bus and the plane's been taking up all the slack. Been watching all them river towns slowly turn their backs. He's just a fella worked on the fit all his life, paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, hell, that ain't no big deal. Now it's too thick to navigate and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't you put him down for it now. Well, he had a real hard time, way of life he had to fight to just learn how. He might even have voted for Nixon once, I'm sure he sees that now. Now, nights, he makes the best damn gumbo you ever want to eat. Come Saturday morning before everyone's up, he's gone off down to the fleet. Now he's just a fella worked on the river all his life by a tidal wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, hell, that ain't no big deal. Now it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't you put him down for it now. He's the happiest man alive. Now you got him into believing old men are back in style. You see these oysters Benville and this baked potato skin. I eat them so I can grow up to be an old man just like him. He's just a fella worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. For Mr. Johnny Hartford, I would be lying to you if I didn't say that I found Hartford's music a little late in life, but he's since probably become my favorite banjo player of all time, so... I promised I would say that while I was here to myself. So, just so you know, he's my favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. I noticed a change in your playing too when you started listening to John a lot.
He made me feel very strange. He made me want to play weird.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with strange, man. Nothing wrong at all.
A song about a girl here called Rosalie McFall. Tell you what, when we get done, y'all are in for a real treat because Larry Keel's gonna be up here. How many of y'all seen Larry Keel play a guitar?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he plays it exactly the way I want to hear it.
He's a good, very good. I heard him at Terrapin last year and I remember thinking, wow, he blew my mind. You know, you go to a few festivals and you have your mind blown and you're just like, oh man, I'll remember that for a long time. Larry did that to me last fall, I believe it was. Quite good. So stick around for Larry Keel after this, Again, we are the Dry Valley Gamblers. We got a guest with us today. His name is Pat. He plays the fiddle. We found him on the interstate with a cardboard sign that said, "We'll play fiddle for food." And so we don't have any food, but if you'll come play with us, we'll see if we can get you some.
I think we got some saltine crackers at the campsite, Pat.
That's right.
Can I have water, too?
You can have water, but not yet. Okay. Right. You play the fiddle first.
Did someone ask where his tie was? We found him on the interstate, we told you. We didn't have time to get him a tie. He refused to go in a Walmart, so...